Welcome to the Vending Technology Podcast. Here we're going to today we're going to talk once again about cashless vending, and with me today is Rinaldo Spinella, Executive Vice President of Apriva, a provider of cashless vending systems. And Apriva recently announced a rate program, an interchange rate program, which keeps the transaction rate to operators at a certain level. And this was recently announced in Vending Market Watch, although there was a similar program prior to this program. Rinaldo, just explain what the new program means to vending operators.
Basically, the new program means that their rates roll back to comparably pre-Durbin. So
okay.
The Durbin Amendment created some uncertainty. The rates got mangled around a little bit, and this rolls back pre-Durbin rates.
Okay. And explain exactly what types of payment cards your program applies to.
This particular program is a Visa-oriented program towards their cards. Visa's always been very responsible in the industry, and once again, they're being responsible by allowing us to offer through our ISO and acquiring channels to merchants very attractive rates on the Visa credit, the Visa debit, and the Visa prepayment cards.
Okay. And it does not apply to the other brands of debit and credit cards, does it?
That's correct. We do still accept all the other credit cards, you know, MasterCard, American Express, Discover card, but this program is tailored for the Visa cards, all of the Visa cards.
Okay. And why is the fact that it's Visa tailored, why is that important to vending operators?
Well, I think one of the important things is we have to understand that Visa does control a substantial amount of the vending transaction market for cashless sales.
When you say substantial, would you say it's more than half?
I would say it's more than half.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's probably much more than half.
Okay. Now, since the Durbin Amendment was passed, have we seen the rates go up for other brands significantly?
Well, the Durbin Amendment, we have to realize, only affected the debit industry. It did not affect the credit industry. So the credit rates always remained essentially the same. In the debit industry, they did spike quite a bit. And there was a lot of turmoil. People didn't quite. It took the industry a while to sort itself through. And now that it is sorting itself through, now we've got some very attractive Visa debit and Visa prepayment card rates to offer through our ISO and acquirers right down to the merchants.
Okay. And just for the benefit of some of our listeners, when you say ISOs, acquirers, and merchants, can you explain the differences?
So the merchants would be the actual vending operators. They're the ones who own and operate the vending machines. They're the ones who really wish to have a much better top line by using cashless transactions. The merchants, they're the ones that wish to increase their sales and expand their margins and improve their profits by getting other forms of payment technology on their vending machines. The ISOs and acquirers, they're part of the financial institutions. They're the financial industry which is able to take all of these cashless forms of payment. You know, the credit cards, the debit cards, the prepayment cards, and things of this nature. So the way that it works is that the merchant actually works through the ISO and acquirers to create cashless sale technology on their machines. And Apriva is part of the technology of making it all work.
Mm-hmm.
We're essentially the high-tech provider of a lot of the infrastructure.
Okay. So if I'm a vending operator and I'm not involved with credit and debit card readers and I want to get into it, I can call Apriva and they will put me in touch with all of the other parties I would have to work with?
Absolutely. We can put you on the right path. You can also call MEI. MEI is a very well-respected market leader of cashless technology as well as cash technology. The vast majority of coin mechanisms and bill recirculators and validators in the industry are actually MEI. And MEI has been a long-term business partner with Apriva and a technology provider to the industry. And these merchants can call either one of us and get started.
Okay. And what could you say about the level of interest among the vending operators in cashless at this point?
I was predicting 2012 to be a banner year for cashless. And in talking to a lot of merchants, vending operators, they were all excited about moving in. And then, of course, Durbin hit, created that zone of uncertainty, and everybody's just, oh, well, let's wait and see. Let's let this sort through. But now they're starting to talk again, and vending operators are realizing that a lot of people aren't carrying change in their pocket anymore or, you know, crisp $1 bills to be used. And they're wishing to move into cashless. In fact, Apriva has been moving quite heavily into cashless on the campus markets, the colleges and universities. We installed systems in colleges and universities that actually the students able to use their student ID card. They swipe their student ID card, and it vends the product, and the money comes out of their student ID account. There's a lot of really interesting things happening. The vending operators that happen to be on those universities saw a spike of 34% increase in sales once they put this cashless capability on the machines. I mean, the students love vending machines. They use them 24 hours of the day.
Okay. And aside from the traditional vending industry, are there other types of unattended retail where you are active right now?
Oh, kiosks. Kiosks are growing quite a bit. I remember malls, you used to walk through malls and they used to have just stores. And then the push carts started. And malls and the merchants that owned the push carts found this is great. Now what we're finding is a lot of the merchants, they want to get rid of the actual attendant by the push carts or the kiosks. And so we're just starting to see now unattended kiosks at malls, replacing where the old push carts and then the attended kiosks used to be. There's a growing trend for these kiosks to vend water. I know I go into some places, and when I want to buy propane, I go there, and that's a kiosk area. So kiosks are getting to be very, very big.
Okay. So getting back to traditional vending, you're optimistic about the growth of the vending industry in terms of its embrace of cashless vending?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that with all the new technology coming by, with all of the changes now that the financial institutions are undergoing to help with the Durbin relief, I think that now is still going to be a good 2012
okay.
for the industry.
All right. Anything else worth mentioning, Ronaldo?
I think that that's all at this time.
Okay.
But it's an exciting, dynamic industry, and things change on not necessarily a daily basis, but at least a monthly basis. They do change.
Okay. Well, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.